And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2014. It was on this day, 1802, William Wordsworth wrote one of his rare poems about a city. He was on his way to France from his home in the Lake District. He was passing through London on his way to visit Annette Vaillant, the French girl with whom he had fathered a daughter when he was a young man. And he looked at London, and he wrote, "Ships, towers, domes, theaters, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did the sun more beautifully steep in his first splendor valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep." It's the birthday of the best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell, born in Fareham, England, 1963, raised in Canada, son of a Jamaican psychotherapist, a British engineering professor. His first book was The Tipping Point. Since then, he's written Blink and Outliers. He said, "The hope with Tipping Point was it would help the reader understand that real change was possible. With Blink, I wanted to get people to take the enormous power of their intuition seriously. My wish with Outliers is that it makes us understand how much of a group project success is." His most recent book is called David and Goliath. It's the birthday of the short story writer Sarah Orne Jewett, born in South Berwick, Maine, 1849, to a family of shipbuilders and seafarers. Author of The Country of the Pointed Firs, Sarah Orne Jewett, who said, "You must find your own quiet center of life and write from that." It's the birthday of Louis Sullivan, Louis Henry Sullivan, born in Boston, 1856, who gave us the words, "Form follows function." It's the birthday of the novelist Alison Lurie, born Chicago, 1926, author of Imaginary Friends, The War Between the Tates, Foreign Affairs, stories of highly educated protagonists negotiating the pitfalls of their personal relationships. Here's a poem for today by Sheila Packer, North Star. In Hanko, Finland, a young woman boards the vessel in the Baltic for a ship across the Atlantic. The North Star shines in the sky. She's carrying in her valise a change of clothes, a packet of seeds, and the sauna dipper. Distance pours between constellations, between English words on her tongue, through storms and sun. In New York City, she buys a one-way ticket, boards the train going across the continent, arrives on an inland sea. The winter ground underfoot is familiar with frost as she transfers to a northbound along the Vermilion Trail in Minnesota. Ahead of her waits a man, a house to be built, and a fire that burns it down. Ahead, 11 children to bear, a few she must bury, the cows in the barn needing to be milked, unbroken ground, only hers to till. Above her, the North Star, inside the Aurora Borealis, northern banners waving welcome. North Star, a poem by Sheila Packer, from Night Train, Red Dust, Poems of the Iron Range, published by Wildwood River Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.